Rosales?
Oh, sorry, Rosales.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't know what to do here.
Store?
Here.
Westpotty?
Here.
Clemens? Clifford?
Here.
McGuire?
Here.
Cohort?
Present. Okay, we need approval of the agenda. And is this agenda?
No. That's on the agenda. Just we just had the bid opening yesterday.
So move.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval of the minutes for March 8th, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
No public participation. Any communication? Seeing none, we'll need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claim for March 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, now we're going to go into the county engineer's report.
The first four items there are all very similar. They're all four petitions from Ayers Township to do repairs on bridges under his jurisdiction on his roadways. You'll see a map that's attached on page 6, and all those squares are basically all the four different bridges that he needs repairs. So they're all just kind of north of Broadlands. These are all bridges that have been undermined by scour, and the abutments are starting to show some piling underneath them. So he's going to go back in and do riprap repair, basically put riprap underneath the bridges and grout the riprap in place. So he's already received quotes for this work. The first one there is $13,680 to do the work. That's on the one in sections 8 and 17. We have another one for $7,450. And then one for $3,000. And then another one for $3,500. So those are all four different resolutions and petitions, but I thought, since they're all from the same highway commissioner, you could probably take them all in one vote if that's the way you want to do it, unless there's some reason not to.
I'll move them in the motion in block.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Wait. I'd like, where is the riprap going to come from?
Either Fairmont or Tuscola, probably Tuscola, down in that area.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, what is riprap?
Big chunks of rock,
okay.
Basically, that's mined out of the quarries either over in Fairmont or down in Tuscola.
Yeah, this will meet specs for, it won't be include deleterious material.
No, it's all very clean stuff.
Right. Yeah. The problem with riprap is that if you don't have, it's a big chunk, but if it's got like shale in it or something it's going to weather like pyrite or something like that, it can break apart, in which case then you lose the
Some people like to call old concrete blocks and brick riprap, but that's not really riprap. But like people like to use it for that, but this will be clean stone.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay, so that takes us down to item number 13. So we had bid yesterday for bituminous material.
Oh, wait a minute.
Or did I skip something?
Yeah, you skipped 12.
Summer. Oh, I'm sorry.
Summer.
My fault.
Summer.
My fault. Item 12, excuse me. Appropriating funds for Summer Township 19-25071. So as you may or may not know, Lincoln Avenue has come under some pretty good stress north of Olympian Drive due to the extra traffic out there after the city of Urbana, you know, rebuilt Lincoln Avenue. So Summer Township went out there and did some work on the roadway, and there was a pipe underneath the roadway that needed to be replaced when he was redoing the roadway. So we got an estimate of $15,800 to replace that pipe underneath the road there on North Lincoln Avenue, and Summer Township has petitioned for us to participate in 50% on that project.
Didn't notice it when I was driving over it.
What's that?
I didn't notice it when I was driving over it.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that the one that's there down kind of at the kind of bottom?
There's a map there.
Huh? Oh, hell yeah, yeah, yeah. Not where I thought it was, though.
It's north of the goat farm.
Oh, it's north of the goat farm?
Yeah. Yeah. So the township picks up right there where the concrete pavement stops. And he's gone in and redone that road with millings. And when he was in there, there was a couple of culverts that were way too small. You see, we had two 15-inch CMPs in there, which is corrugated metal pipes, and we're putting in a 3x7x34-foot concrete box culvert.
I'm looking at on the map here. It says north of Olympian Drive, but I don't see Olympian Drive.
Well, this map doesn't include Olympian Drive. You're
That's
right.
What threw me.
Yes.
Okay.
You are correct.
Let's get this upgraded. Come on.
Sorry. The GIS doesn't include Olympian Drive that was used on this for whatever
reason.
Oh,
yeah, I see Olympian now.
But the east-west road just north of the box is Fort
one,
Harris.
That one's tore up. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So
please proceed. I
increase in the box size because the road was basically holding the water back. So all the water from the railroad tracks goes to the east to that creek that is east of Lincoln Avenue, and it couldn't get underneath the roadway because of the size of the pipe culverts. So that's why we're replacing it.
That doesn't cause damage, like, you know, it's talking about like overflow the creek, right?
No. That water would get there eventually anyway. It just would take longer to get there and would cause flooding in the farm field and cause Mr. Heimberger to call me and tell me his field is flooded. And yes, we know it's flooded. It rained 4 inches. So
we need to move this.
Yes, sir.
Like to move, you said Summer or Somer?
Summer, yes. S-O-M-E-R, but it's pronounced Summer.
Township. Second.
I'm sorry, were you the second?
I'm first.
I got the first. I just didn't.
I'm number one.
Second. Okay.
Do I need to speak louder? I hate to yell.
All right, we got first and second, Madam Chair.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
So items 13 and 14 are for our bituminous materials. And I got a video here because I know there's people that probably don't even know what the heck we use this bituminous material for. So I thought I would give you just a quick, it's not a video from our works, but it's a video from another county in Illinois doing some oil and chip work. So basically the oil that we bid is used to do our oil and chip work on the township roads as well as the county roads. And this is what it kind of looks like. If I can get it to play here, it's got to play out.
Does this one show a bicyclist getting run over by the machine?
I hope not. So the oil basically is spread out of a big distributor, as you see there, coming out in the nozzles underneath. And then behind the distributor is a rock box, which is hooked up to one of our tandems or one of our dump trucks. So they're spreading the oil and immediately coming in behind it with the rock box to put the rock on top of it. Basically, this is what the townships do. A lot of the oil that we bid in these bids yesterday are for townships. So the townships trying to build structure as well as seal up all their cracks in their roadways. Now, we do a similar process on our asphalt roadways where we're still using the distributor, we're still using the chip box, but we're putting a totally different material on top of the roadway. We're putting a, and I brought a sample of it here if you want to pass it around. But this is the material that comes out of the rock spreader when the county does our seal coat work on our county roadways. So we're not trying to build structure on our roadways. We're trying to preserve that top surface of the asphalt and stop it from oxidizing and weathering and becoming old and brittle. So, and then we come in behind with a rubber-tired roller and roll it down so that it seats into the oil, basically.
Now, this is what Champagne is used to fill it, correct?
No. This is what we use on, so after we spread the oil, like you saw in the distributor spreading the oil, we spread that material on top of the oil and roll it in. The townships will spread just regular rock on top of their oil and roll it in.
Well, the reason I say it is because Champagne is putting something down in the potholes like
that. It looks like that, but what they're putting down is a aggregate and asphalt mixture that's already mixed together into a pub mill. And it comes out, and it's like cold asphalt, basically. And they put it into the holes.
So this is some, like, petroleum byproduct?
This actually comes out of the bottom of a wet-bottom boiler slag. It comes out of the bottom of a coal-fired power plant over in Springfield.
I see.
So
it's like carbon?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's basically very hardened carbon off of the bottom. So the stuff that we don't take... a lot of it goes to Owens Corning, and they put it in their shingles for roofs, basically.
Okay.
Shingle aggregate.
It looked familiar.
Yeah. So it works really good for us because you can see it's really fine. It turns the road jet black again, so the road looks brand new. People think we've spent $1 million repaving the road. And it soaks up the sun in the wintertime to help us break the ice and snow off of the roadway. And you also get a really good... conspicuity between our white and yellow lines and that black roadway. Those lines really pop out.
What'd you cost more?
It's a wash. We're paying $20 a ton for this. Stone's about $20 a ton. So the thing, you know, if we go out and put stone on top of a hot mix road, people think we degraded the roadway. You just turned my hot mix road into a seal coat road. When in reality, we're just trying to preserve the road. But if we do this, they think we gave them a brand new road. So that's the difference. And this stuff really does work well, too.
So you put that stuff over the rocks that you just put
in,
over?
In lieu of the rocks.
Oh, in lieu of the rocks.
Yeah.
And you don't press it at all?
We do.
You
we
do
roll
it
with it? With a rubber-tired roller.
Okay.
Yep.
So is the box driving the truck?
Yes. So the truck's just a neutral,
and it pulls it.
And the material comes from the back of the box to the front and spreads so that you're not driving in the oil before you put rock on it, basically.
That's cool. And what's the longevity on it? 20 years, 5, 10?
5 to 8. So we're trying to seal coat our roadways within the first 2 or 3 years after we put down new, fresh asphalt, hot mix asphalt. Because it starts to oxidize that quickly. The sun starts beating down on that asphalt, starts losing its ductility, and starts basically getting brittle. So we do it to preserve our roadways, not to build structure. The townships do it basically to continue to build structure on their roadways over the years. Because if they use a 3/8-inch rock every year, you know, they're doing it, they're building the roadway up a little bit more. So you go to some of these township roads and core down through them, some of them got a foot of seal coat on them, you know, because they've been there since 1940 or whatever, and they just, you know, they seal coat it every 5 years and it just keeps building up and building up and building up. So that's the structure of their roadway, whereas ours has got, you know, rock base with hot mix asphalt or concrete.
And what's this process called again?
Oil and chip or seal coating. Seal coating is more what people call like what they do to parking lots when they just spray the, you know, the coal tar ash oil or whatever they want to spray on their parking lots. This is oil and chip. So you're putting the oil down, you're putting a chip on top of it, basically. And the only reason we're putting a chip on top of it is so people don't pick up the oil. You know, it's a blotter aggregate to make sure that. And the nice thing about using this material is, when we put it down, we don't have to put as much asphalt down because of the properties of that material. It really sticks to it. When the townships put theirs down, they're using bigger rocks, so they got to get more oil on the roadway so the rock can get embedded into the oil. Where with this stuff, we can spray a lighter coat and still have the same long-term effect, you know, preserving the top of that roadway.
This is probably the most inexpensive way to...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Other than to put a new road in.
Right.
A new road in will be what, they say...
$500,000 a mile?
$500,000, and this will be...
$25,000?
Oh. You could do four times before...
We can do a lot of this. So so our plan is, you know, we pave a roadway, in 2 to 3 years we'll crack seal it, you know, the cracks that occur on the roadway, then we'll seal coat it. That seal coat will last 6 or 8 years, so now you're out at year 10, roughly. You seal coat it again, that gets you to year 18 or so, and then by the time it's 25 years old, we got to do something with it again. So, because it's just worn out. You know, you can only preserve it for so long. But if you don't do the seal coat process, you're out there every 15 to 18 years repaving the roadway because it loses all of its ability to carry the load and it starts cracking up and coming apart on you.
So this gives you another like 10 years on the road?
What's that?
This gives you like another 10 years on
the road. Yep, yep. So that's what these bids are for that we took yesterday. So the oil company is Emulsicoat. It's right over here on University Avenue. We can smell it when they're fired up. And that's who has been our low bidder ever since I've been here. They've actually been our only bidder because they're right in town, and how's anybody going to compete with somebody that's right in your own back door? So we bid these in two different ways. The first bid, which is item 13, is actually bid to pick up from the plant. So if you look at your... If you look at your sheet, it's the one that says FOB, which is what I have circled. So that means basically the township is picking it up from the plant. And sometimes they'll pick it up and put it in their patching machine. So they'll bring a little trailer and they'll put some in their patching machine so they can go out and do patching. So the FOB oil is not nearly as, you know, we don't bid nearly as much of that as we do the next one, which is the first and spread oil. But if you look at your big 11 by 17 sheet that I put there on the table, the FOB oil is the bottom numbers there. And you'll see it did come in underestimate, but you'll also see that if you look at this versus last year, which is kind of two-thirds of the way over, everything has gone up significantly from 2018 to 2019 as far as these are gallon prices. So we're paying, you know, $2.50 a gallon. Last year was $1.99 on the HFE and now it's $2.24, so it's 25 cents difference on that first line item. So everything's continuing to go up. That's the reason for asking the legislature to have us some more motor fuel tax. But it was below our estimate for the FOB oil. What's that?
Do you do the estimate?
We do. Yeah. It's guess because we don't know, because this early in the year is like the first time they're really putting out asphalt prices. I mean, you can go online and look, you know, and see where the asphalt index is, which is kind of something where they track the actual cost of asphalt. But these estimates are done in October, because we have to turn our programs into IDOT before January 1st, and they all have to be approved, and then we bid it in April. So the estimates are 5-6 months old by the time we get to actually bidding the project, too. And you know how much gas can fluctuate in 6 months. Imagine what asphalt can do in six months. So typically, we estimate high to be safe, to be honest with you, so that, because the township guys, and Brad would tell you this if he was here, if you say oil is going to cost $2 and it comes in at 2.25, they get madder than a wet hornet. But if you estimate it at $2.50, it comes in at 2.25, they're happy as a lark. So they think they got a heck of a deal. Like, it's the same price, but...
Percentage.
Because now all of a sudden, you know, they were going to get this many gallons of oil. Now they can get more because it came in under the bid. If we estimate it low, then they have to take less. And it makes them upset. So it's kind of a game you play a little bit with them. Make them feel better about their prices.
So this is part of the strategic plan repair, road repair?
Yeah, our pavement management system.
Okay, and you determine that because of the amount of years since you've done this road?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, and then we have the pavement condition index, which shows us what type of maintenance or construction we should be doing on the roadway. We have a 5-year plan that comes out of that. It's okay. All part of the kind of the grand plan of making sure we're spending our money wisely and making it stretch as far as we can on the roadways.
Thank you.
Yep. So we need a motion for item 12 to award the resolution for $90,413.64 in Mulsa Coat of Urbana, Illinois, the oil FOB.
So
that would be item 12.
Second.
Any more discussion?
Oh, I guess I did have one quick question. You know, since we only do get one bid, have you ever compared to, like, the surrounding counties and stuff to make sure that, you know, we're getting sort of...
And pretty much, Mulsa Coat gets the bids in all of our surrounding counties because of their where they're at.
Sure.
There are companies that will come in and try to, quote-unquote, steal it from them.
Yeah.
Is what he believes. But, yeah, everybody's... It's,
I mean, it's a commodity, so you're going to be paying a commodity price.
But. Right, exactly. So, no, we're not. Okay. We're actually usually a little less because we don't have to bring it very far.
Sure.
It's right here in Urbana. But, yeah, we all compare prices.
Okay. And
did we get a motion? Because you said 12, we're doing 13 now.
Did I say 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are doing 13. Excuse me.
Okay, let's get
talking
a
ahead of myself.
We already did it. Move.
We
did. I mean, just you just want to correct it that it's actually
13.
13.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay. Any more discussion?
Yeah, I got one more comment.
Okay.
Yeah. Are these contractors from Champaign County or they're from outside of Illinois?
Champaign County.
Champaign County.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
So item 14, I got that number right, is...
Back on track.
Yeah. So this is actually a contractor who purchases the oil from a Mulsa Coat and then comes out with one of those distributors like we saw and spreads it on the road for us and for the townships. So Ileana Construction, which is a company, they're part of Old Champaign Asphalt, Open Road Paving, out there on off of Lincoln Avenue. So they're a local company as well. They were the low bidder for the furnish and spread. You'll see the on your big sheet, that's the top five items there. So we've got HFE 90 down to HFP. HFP is what we use. It's a polymer modified asphalt so that it grabs the rock and holds on to the road a little bit better, but it's a little bit more expensive than your regular emulsified asphalts. But Ileana was the low bidder for furnish and spread.
Were they the only bidder?
Yes, they were the only bidder.
Okay.
Because for somebody else to bring men and equipment into Champaign County when there's a contractor sitting right here, it just doesn't pay them. So, and I think these guys are a little bit territorial, to be honest with you. You know, I'll stay over here, and I think it kind of works that way still in the business. So, but their total bid is $1,595,180.31 for spreading, furnish and spreading of the oil for townships and counties.
Get a motion.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay, and then the next item is our striping of roadways. And we do this on behalf of a bunch of different municipalities and the county and townships. We take one big bid for all of the striping for anybody who basically wants to get in on the bid. local contractor again, Varsity Striping. They do a great job. They're out there off of Cardinal Drive. They've been doing it. Well, 1 year we got somebody else, and they weren't able to get the paint, so we had to disqualify their bid and give it to Varsity anyway. So ever since then, we haven't had anybody else besides Varsity bid on our paint striping. But obviously, if they were the only bidder, they were the low bidder at $113,954.25. And our estimate was $183,963, so it's well below our engineer's estimate. And this is basically to paint the white and yellow lines on the roadways. And there's some other miscellaneous striping that they do for municipalities, putting in stop bars and doing crosswalks. And we actually bid them to do our water blasting too, which, so before we do our seal coat work, we'll go out and water blast the stripes off the roadway. Because if you don't, the oil doesn't stick to the paint, and then it just comes right off. So we got to get the paint off the road so we can put the oil on the road, to put the chips on the road, to put the paint back on top. So we got to go out there and water blast it to get it off of there. So they do that work as well. And they do a great job. And this price is unbelievable. This is, nobody in the state gets paint for 6 cents a foot. It's kind of crazy how cheap it is. And the nice thing is that, so they'll go out, let's say they're gone for Monday through Thursday, and they're coming back on Friday because they're done up in Joliet doing their painting or whatever. And they'll just go out on Friday and paint 40, 50 miles of our road, you know, and then the next time they have a break in their schedule to do the same thing. So that's why we get a really good price, because they're here. And they can just kind of do it, you know.
Work it in as exactly. Time allows.
Yep. So, very happy with it.
We don't put in those like little reflector bumps on the roads, do we? Or anything like
usually
that.
Those are put in during construction.
Okay.
The little reflectors on the center line. So all the paint has reflective beads in it.
Sure. Yeah.
But those reflectors are put in during construction, and we put them in on Monticello Road. They tend to wear out quickly.
Sure. Okay.
And my snowplow drivers hate them.
Yeah,
because it's didn't as you're going down the roadway, you know. No matter how hard they try to get them exactly level.
Because they're taking them out during the plow.
Yeah, exactly. So then these things come out. Now we got a little hole in our road, and we got to go out there. So I think they're great in, you know, high speed, high traffic roadways, particularly like concrete where they can put them down in there and they're going to stay. But on our roads, I tried it once and I wasn't very.
Gotcha.
Pleased with it, so we've kind of gotten away from it.
Our cars picking them up, and
what's that?
Seen videos of them flying through windshields.
Oh, really? Really? We haven't had that yet. Thank God.
Flying through a windshield.
And the thing is, so when we go out to seal coat our roads, right? We got all these reflectors in our roads. So I got guys out there for a week putting duct tape over reflectors. You think that's not a fun job?
You have to take it off when you're done?
Yes, you do.
Of course. That's a short straw.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it causes some havoc on some of the stuff that we typically do. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to move this.
Yep.
So moved.
I'll second.
Any more discussion?
I just think, it's just not the same order here as it is in the actual packet. It's paved. I know these are only temporary resolutions, but just,
right.
You know.
Oh, the striping was before
the striping
oil.
Was first.
Yeah.
Just so the page numbers are wrong.
Yep.
But.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, I don't expect a whole lot of people to be going back and looking at this, but.
We can correct it, though.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
One other thing, Madam Chair, under other business. So we had a new wheel loader in our budget for 2019, and we went on the National Joint Powers Agreement website, and Martin Equipment, which is local. John Deere dealer has a wheel loader on there. So what the NJPA does is basically they bid everything for you. They take bids on behalf of all the governments, so we don't have to go through the whole process of doing it. And Martin Equipment has very good price for the loader that is exactly like our loader were. That's really worn out, only that's a 2002. We're going to get a 2019. So it's 17 years newer, same style, same model, $224,000, which list price on that's about $350. So it's a heck of a price off of the NJPA. So we were going to move ahead with that. I don't know how many of you guys are on finance committee.
Quite a big difference in price. That's
crazy.
Causes my ears to...
We can go and buy a... Well, that Explorer sitting out there, that nice silver Explorer, we got that for $20,000. Go get that off the lot. It's about $35,000.
Yeah.
Government discounts. I through state bids and national bids.
Payoffs.
No.
Is that what it is?
Well, could the community go and get us a car?
Wouldn't that be nice? I don't think it works that way. Either can the county engineer.
I think it'd be the opposite.
It is just the opposite. You're right. Anything that we sell, I can't even attempt to buy because then they think I'm lying in my own pocket. But so if any of you are on finance committee, I'm sure this will come through. We don't have to do a budget amendment or anything, but you'll see a loader. It was in the budget. $224,000. We plan to order it. It'll probably be here in June or July. So we're going to keep our old one because we're doing a lot more construction type work than we used to do in the past. A lot of shoulder work, a lot of seal coat work. So we got stockpiles in every corner of the county. And we need a loader here, but we need a loader out in those stockpiles too. So we're going to use the older loader, which is kind of a rust bucket out at the stockpiles because it's going to be sitting outside all the time. And the new one will be kept here. And it'll mostly be doing salt work when we're loading salt or putting salt in the dome or loading trucks. So that's the plan with that. So
just you cover it with anything like oil to keep the salt from eroding it?
Paint. But no, it's... We do not. We can get a special paint job on it for $7,000, I was told, but I don't really know if that's going to do any good for us. So I'm not going in that direction. So, I mean, the other one's 17 years old, so it's not like they wear out in 5 years, but eventually going in and out of that salt pile. And we do, you know, we have our undercarriage wash and our wash bay, so we wash those things every time we put them in a salt pile after we're done with them.
Okay, no chair's report. Designated items 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16.
No 16. That was just for information because it was in the budget. So. Just didn't want you guys, somebody to say, you know the county is spending $224,000? You guys know anything about that?
Thanks for bringing that up because we do get those.
I know you do.
I mean, it arises at the board meeting.
Yep.
Okay. Is there any other communication from the committee?
No.
Okay, then we got it.
Nursing home sold. Well, that's not here. Nursing home.
Yep.